Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 16th Farah was recited, continuing the last few pages of Surah Kaf. In Surah Kaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned four incidents. Some ulama say that the first two incidents are regarding the armed general persons. For example, the youngsters of the cave, there were four people. So they say that the object of the surah is that every single person must have ta'alluq and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you are a poor person, you haven't got much and you are living in the dunya, you also have to build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are a rich person and you are in the man who was with his friend walking in the garden, he was a wealthy person, but he also held firm to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though his friend was completely ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the khawas, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he wasn't a wealthy person physically, but also he ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Zulqarnain, he was a king, but he was a person also, he was amongst the khawas, the special people, and he also had deen in his life, and he utilized whatever means Allah ta'ala had given him to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever condition a person is, he must always utilize his resources and whatever Allah has given him for deen. He must look after his deen, protect his deen, and he must spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, where once Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, somebody asked him who is the most knowledgeable person of the Bani Israel, and it was Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. No one had greater knowledge than him of the Shariat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like that any person must make any claim with I. So Allah ta'ala sent him to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, so that to show him that there are different other types of knowledge in the world also which people do not understand. And Allah ta'ala has got amazing systems in the world. So anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Khidr alayhi salam and to take his suhbat and benefit. And even though Musa alayhi salam was much more superior, but because he wanted to get knowledge, he humbled himself. In this ruku, ulama have mentioned up to about 200 lessons that the students of deen can learn. Ulum and knowledge which they have taken out from the Quran. There must be much more also, what they have taken out, about 200 lessons from the story of Musa alayhi salam, just 3 pages. But there are so many lessons a person can learn in there. So anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to talab and desire. This is how a person will get knowledge of deen, by having talab and desire within himself, making safar, travelling. Anyhow, they meet Khidr alayhi salam. He does not want Musa alayhi salam to stay. He won't be able to make sabr with me. Musa alayhi salam says, don't worry, I'll try my hardest, I'll try to make sabr. So anyhow, they continue, they came to one ship. They boarded the ship, these people gave them free of charge. But Khidr alayhi salam goes and he makes a tear in the ship. Musa alayhi salam is shocked, how could you have done such an evil action? So Khidr alayhi salam asks, didn't I tell you, you won't make sabr with me. Then Musa alayhi salam said, I made a mistake, I forgot. They continue, they meet one youngster, innocent youngster. Khidr alayhi salam kills him. Musa alayhi salam is even more shocked, how can you kill a pure youngster, he did nothing wrong. Khidr alayhi salam said, didn't I tell you, won't make sabr with me. So Musa alayhi salam said, okay, after this, if I ask you any more questions, I won't stay in your company. Anyhow, they continue, they come to one place, they ask the people for food there, people refuse to host them, and then they find one, the outskirts of the town, one wall is about to fall down. Khidr alayhi salam left it up free of charge, he doesn't charge them anything, even though they were such stingy people. Musa alayhi salam said, you could have asked them for a wage, you could have got some food, these people are so stingy. So then Khidr alayhi salam said, see, now this is a separation between us, I will explain to you now what was the wisdoms behind it. In here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that there are many things, wisdoms in this world which we cannot understand. Our minds are very small. So we must not always, don't utilize our minds. Look at the wahi and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much superior. And whatever halat and conditions comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must always look, there's always great wisdoms behind it, even though we cannot fathom and understand it. You see, as the ship, some poor people owned it, they were very good people, they were working in the ocean, but there was one king, he was taking away all the good ships. So I put an aib in the ship, I put a fault in the ship, so the king won't take it away. So the whole ship was saved because of the small weakness, fault in the ship, the whole ship was saved. Those people, it's benefit for them. Outwardly they thought it's harm for them, but it was benefit for them. As for the youngster, his parents were pious people, and we did not want to put them because of the sun, they would have gone into kufr and disbelief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give them something better than the sun. So Allah ta'ala took away the life of the sun. The son was, and eventually Allah Ta'ala will give them a daughter, and this daughter will become the mother of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyhow, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the life of that youngster away. And as for the wall, there was two orphans, two youngsters, they were living in the city there, and those people were very stingy. The wall was about to fall down, there was a treasure under it which their father had kept for them. under that wall. So when they will get big, then they will be able to take out the treasures. But now they are small still. So because of the piety of their parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked after the treasure for them. So this is why Allah ta'ala told me I must go and straighten the wall. So then anyhow, he told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this is actually what is the ta'wil and interpretation of what you did not have sabr for. So in here we are learning the lesson is that there are many things happening in the world. It's not by coincidence. Whatever happens, whatever harm comes to a person, difficulty, problems, it is all happening by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in many things there is benefit for us. And especially when a person has got taqwa, has got iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special help and assistance is with that person. Allah ta'ala looks after a person. So bring these qualities within our life. And everything we must understand, this is happening by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah Ta'ala mentioned the incident of Zulqarnain, a very pious king, and Allah Ta'ala granted him in this world, he utilized it to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different places he went to, even people who never understood, they never understood his language, he never understood them, but his object was deen was coming to their lives also. At the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the object of the whole surah is that you must meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we have to do? فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا لِحَيْمًا. Do good actions and never ever make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have ikhlas and sincerity. Do good actions and have ikhlas and sincerity. This person here got hope of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Maryam. And in this surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different incidents of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, like how in Surah Kaf, Allah ta'ala mentions how he helped and assist the people of the cave. What an amazing story that was, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even more powerful is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala showed in the example of Maryam radiallahu anha, when she gave birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without the agency of a father. Or Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, at the old age, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, and he humbled himself. Oh Allah, I'm old now, my hair has become white, but I've never been deprived of making dua to you. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want somebody who will look after your deen, will protect your deen, will continue the effort of deen. So anyhow, he made this dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him a child at an old age, even though he was surprised that my wife is gone barren now. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I've got qudrat and power, out of season also I can grant you a child. So Allah ta'ala granted him a child. Anyhow, and then the story of Maryam radiallahu anha, which is even more amazing, where she, a very chaste woman, but she, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her a child without the agency of a father also, and this also was the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, and when the small child, how he spoke in the cradle, and he told the people that I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he explained to them, he gave them a whole bayan. This also was a miracle of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah ta'ala hasn't got any children, or he has not taken any children. This is the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah wanted to manifest. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that how he gave dawah to his father, and what beautiful way he gave dawah. Ya Abati, oh my beloved father, oh my beloved father. And he never shouted his father, he never fight with his father, but what was the truth? In a very beautiful way, he put it forward, and he tried to encourage his father to turn away, don't become the slaves of shaitan. Shaitan is very disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I fear punishment will come down to you people, then you will join up with shaitan, you will be in difficulty with shaitan. His father was not prepared to accept him, and he said, if you don't stop, I will stone you, I will kill you, leave me now. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will leave you, I'll ask Allah ta'ala to forgive you, to change your deen, to give you hidayat, and I am leaving you people, and whatever you are worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing in this surah, yeah, that those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's favors are upon them. So فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمَ مَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. When he left them, and whatever they were worshipping besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left his forefathers who were idol worshippers, his forefathers who were disbelievers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In place of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, a son who eventually became a Nabi. And Allah ta'ala continued his progeny, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, وَكُلَّنْ جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. We made all of them Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And we granted them our mercy. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was prepared to take the criticism of his father, what and what his father told him. Allah ta'ala said, in place of that, we made it that the people will speak good of him. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. People will speak good of him. Till the day of Qiyamah, people, how they are praising Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So he was prepared to bear this, all the taunts what his father gave him also. He left his hometown, he left his homeland, and he left his family. Allah gave him a better family. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, and in the ayat, مَا خَسِرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَحَدٍ, that no one can ever lose out with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person will leave out anything for Allah's pleasure, Allah will give him something far better in return than that. This is the system of Allah ta'ala. In the hadith it comes that a person who leaves out anything out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant him something better, either in this dunya, and or if not in this dunya, in akhirah, definitely Allah ta'ala will grant it to a person. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Ismail alayhi salam. They were all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah bestowed them with great bounties. On the other hand, there were certain people who came later on, adha'u salat, they destroyed their salat. The very harmful, evil action, that they actually destroyed their salat. What a great ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this, wattaba'u shahawat, they started following their desires. So these people will meet a very evil, end, and they will be completely destroyed. So from here we learn the importance of salah. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah mentions certain things which the people of the past had said against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and few answers to that day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises those people, where Allah ta'ala shows that the words of shirk and kufr are so evil and so harmful, that it is katakadu samawati tafattarna minu, disclosed that the earth will actually, the heavens will split up because of this evil word that the people have called, said Allah Ta'ala has got a child. But then shakul ardu, and the whole earth will split also, and the mountains will fall down into pieces just because people are saying such evil words. So now ulama say from here, when a person will say good words, the kalima tawheed, what power there is in the day also. If the evil words can destroy the earth, so the kalima tawheed, la ilaha illallah, what power is that got? That will keep the whole world in existence. The more a person will read it, the more the world will remain in existence. There's just power in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, in La ilaha illallah. Allah give us true realization of that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that those who have got iman and do good actions, سَيَجْعَرُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ Allah will create love in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for such people. And this is that when a person will try to create the love himself, Allah ta'ala will put it in the hearts of the people. And especially the pious people will love that person, the good people, their hearts will be inclined towards that person. The next surah is Surah Taha. And in here in this surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the importance of wahi and revelation and what is the need for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have not sent this Quran Sharif to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so you must go into difficulty. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very parishan, he was very worried. He tried to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You stand up in tahajjud namaz long, many, many hours, and so much of namaz salati was performing. It was like difficult upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, we haven't made it to become a difficulty for you. But it's a tazkiratan, it's a nasiyatan, it's a reminder for those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are all in need of this here. Look at Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah ta'ala gave him wahi and revelation, and how that revelation helped Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It helped him, it took his people out of kufr and shirk. It took his people out of the clutches of Firaun. The people were oppressed. They were so many years, they were slaves. But because of Quran, the wahi and revelation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which they followed, eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them out of that slavery. So every single person is in need of it. Whether it's a person is a slave also. And then when Musa alayhi salam and his people came out, and again Allah ta'ala said wahi and revelation, the kitab of Allah ta'ala came to them, and they were supposed to have followed that. Unfortunately, some people turned away from that, they were destroyed. And those who held firm unto the teachings of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were successful. So throughout our person's life, whether he is a slave, whether he is a free person, whether he is rich, whether he is poor, in all conditions you must follow the wahi and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In there is his success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given wahi and revelation when he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the mountain. He said, Inni ana rabbuka fakhla ana alayk. You are in a very mubarak and blessed place, Tuwa. So remove your shoes. This is the adab and etiquette. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they removed his shoes. We come to the masjid also out of respect, we remove our shoes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Akhtartuka, I have chosen you. Listen very, very carefully to the wahi and revelation which has come to you. From the ulama take out the adab and etiquette. Whenever the matters of deen are taking place, a person must listen very attentively, open his ears and listen. And the message which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa aqimis salat li zikri, perform salat, perfect your salat for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inna sa'ata atiyatun, qiyamah is coming. It's something which is definite, and Allah Ta'ala has no reward and recompense every person on the day of Qiyamah. So be ready for it. So anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was going to Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala gave him clear signs. He made dua and help us for the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, I will definitely help you. In the past also, from the time you were born, Allah Ta'ala special help was with you. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned all of this here. And he said, when you go to Fir'aun, you and your brother, لا تنيا في ذكري, do not become particular with my dhikr, do not become lazy, tired of my dhikr, but continue making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will get physical strength, spiritual strength, and go to Fir'aun. When you go to him, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, speak to him in a very soft way, in a nice way, because perhaps لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ, perhaps he will take nasihat, full nasihat, he will listen to it, or you will fear to it, or you will fear some fear of Allah ta'ala will come into his heart. But speak nicely to him. That is why when a person is giving da'wah, also he must speak in a correct way, in a nice way, to win the person over. Hidayat lies in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands, that you must give the message in the correct way. Anyhow, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to him and he gave his da'wah, and very beautifully Allah ta'ala mentions how he gave his da'wah of tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about akhirat, that every one of us, we have been created from the soil. وَفِيَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, we have to return back to the soil. And on the day of Qiyamah, every one of us will be taken out. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, will be taken out from there. Anyhow, when he went to Fir'aun, he was not prepared to see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that these are magicians only, they are making magic here. But then anyhow, when Fir'aun called all his magicians, and they had a muqabala, they had a contest, all the magicians saw definitely that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was in haq, and he was on the throat. Every one of them fell down in sajda and accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun, he warned his people, I will kill you people, cut your hands off and legs, the opposite side, and I will crucify you people. But these people said, you can do whatever you want to, faqdi ma anta qad, you can do whatever you want to, whatever you can do is only in this worldly life. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the level of the iman. Allah give us that level of iman also, that no matter what happens in the world, I will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were prepared to lose their lives, and in front of a tyrant like Fir'aun, afdalul jihad, the best jihad is kalimatu haqqin in the sultan in Jairin, to say the word of truth in front of a sultan, in front of a king, oppressive king. Because in normal jihad, at least you are standing, you got your sword and your weapons. Here you in front of the king, you got no weapons at all. You are alone, you know definitely death is a signal for a person. But still a person, he conveys the truth. So this is the level of iman they had. May Allah Ta'ala grant it to us also. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Fir'aun and his people were destroyed, they did not accept the command of Allah Ta'ala, after, even though it happened after many years, but eventually they were destroyed. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to get wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, Samiri comes and he misguides the people. He gives them something else to worship. And because of this, there are many people of the Bani Israel, they were destroyed. But there were those people also who were on haq, who told the people that what you are doing is wrong, and they were protected and saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereafter, at the end of the surah, he mentions the incident of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So in the story of Musa alayhi salam also, we see the importance of wahi and revelation, that we are always throughout our lives in need of it, and in days our help and our assistance, our safety and protection. And also the story of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, they all made sajda besides Iblis. He refused. He was not prepared to accept the command of Allah ta'ala. So because of this, he was rejected. On the other hand, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was also told that you must follow my wahi and revelation. Don't eat from a certain tree. If you eat from the certain tree, harm will come to you. But Shaitan, he went and whispered to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he said, Adam alayhi salam, I'll show you such a tree. You will love forever and forever you have from this tree. You will get such closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be close to Allah. You will become an angel also. Many qasams and false oaths he had taken. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, not realizing that Shaitan's object is just to misguide him, to cause harm to him. So they ate from the tree, and then the private parts became exposed. From here, ulama say that according to a person's food, Allah Ta'ala has made certain things haram for a person. The food has an effect upon a person. As soon as they ate from the fruit, فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا, their private parts became exposed. So a person has to be very careful. The type of food also has an effect upon a person's amal and a person's action. And especially regarding clothing, to remove shame from people, if the wrong foods are given to people, immorality comes common amongst people, and they start doing all evil, immoral actions. Adam alayhi salam and his wife were alone in Jannah. There was no need to cover themselves. But Allah Ta'ala has made naturally by human nature is that even in front of his wife also, the person is alone, he automatically will cover himself, he won't keep himself exposed. So وَتَفِقَى يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ, they started covering themselves from the leaves of Jannah, and started covering their private path. They felt shy in front of one another, and Adam alayhi salam realized he made a mistake. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala also gave wahi and revelation, what du'as we must read. We are in need of the day for tawbah also. Allah ta'ala gave him a higher level, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm sending you in this world for a short time, and shaitan will be your enemy there, but when I will send hidayat and book guidance for you people, whoever will follow the day, he will be successful. فَلَا يَذِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, he won't be misguided, he won't fall into difficulty, etc. And but if a person turns away from dhikri, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى, for him is a very hardened life. difficult life. Some ulama say means that life in the qabr will be very difficult. Some say, you know, in this world, there won't be contentment in a person's life. He can have so much of money, but he'll never be happy in life. All the time, parishan, worried, unhappy of life. And وَنَحْشُرُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, we will resurrect him, he will be completely blind. He will say, oh, Allah, I could see in this dunya. How come you made me blind now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, our eyes came to you, clear signs. You forgot them, you weren't prepared to look at them. With the eyes of Iman, your heart weren't prepared to accept it. So today now you will go into this difficulty, you will be forgotten. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's mercy won't be with you. And Allah ta'ala will put you in the fire of Jahannam. So day after, so in here there's a lesson for us also, that we will hold firm to the wahi and revelation. Allah's help and assistance will be with a person. And in the ending of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that because of the dunya, do not become so inclined towards it. What we have given these people is the beauties of this worldly life for a few days to test the people. But Allah ta'ala has kept is far, far better, and it will remain forever and forever. So لا تمدن عينيك. Don't stretch your eyes towards the temporary things of the people of the dunya, which is there for a short while. It's just like a flower, which is very beautiful. And after a few days, what happens to the flower? It's completely destroyed, it's broken. It falls into bits and pieces, and there's no real benefit in it. And وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. You command your family members to perform salat, and you remain steadfast upon it. And the main reason why a person doesn't worry about salat is because of rozi and sustenance. Allah says, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقَهُ. We're not asking you for sustenance. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We are going to give you sustenance. We will look after you and protect you and give you whatever. And where your sustenance will come because of salat. You hold firm onto salat, and you command your family members, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your rozi will become, it comes in certain narrations, that Allah ta'ala makes a person's rozi and sustenance easy for a person. Allah gives barakat and blessings in that rozi. He might have little, but also Allah will make it easy for him, and Allah will give him barakat and blessings in the year. So Allah ta'ala says that the salat is such a great thing, but you're holding firm onto it, telling your family members, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after you, Allah will protect you, Allah will protect you, Allah will protect you, Allah will give you all your sustenance and make it easy for you. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَّقْوَى. Remember the final result, the best result is for the people of taqwa, those who have got the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the qualities we have to imbibe within ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.